Hello, everyone. This is Zach Greiner, joined by my fellow Associate Director of Client Service, Maggie Kamen. We recently launched our Quick Take series, where Maggie and I take a few minutes to break down a financial planning topic we feel is relevant. Today, we're going to cover health savings accounts, also known as HSAs. HSAs are funds that are partnered with a high-deductible health insurance plan. Many employers offer this type of coverage, sometimes with subsidies, and individuals can purchase it as well. For 2023, the maximum HSA contribution is $7,750 for a family and $3,850 for an individual, plus that $1,000 catch-up for anyone aged 55 or older. The funds in HSAs can either be withdrawn to cover unimbursed medical expenses or left in the account and invested. HSA accounts offer amazing benefits, but the nuts and bolts of using them can sometimes be confusing. So Maggie and I are going to rapid fire some things to keep in mind with HSA accounts.
All right, so first up, and it's the biggest benefit. So to reduce the sting of the insurance plan's high deductible, the HSA comes with many tax benefits. Some of them are better than the ones you see with IRAs or 401ks. HSAs are sometimes called triple tax-free. There's no tax on HSA dollars going in, the account assets grow tax-free, and there's no tax on withdrawals if used to pay eligible health expenses. So this means that HSA owners who don't withdraw from their accounts, either because they have low healthcare costs or they can afford to pay current expenses out of pocket, can leave funds in their HSA to compound for years. And as long as you keep receipts, you can reimburse yourself years down the road with the funds.
Using that strategy sets up the HSA to possibly be used for a sort of rainy day fund. You pay out-of-pocket charges today and keep your receipts, and then make withdrawals for reimbursements years or even decades later when you need the cash. Unlike an IRA withdrawal, the payout will be tax-free.
And it's important to note that HSA dollars can reimburse a wider variety of costs than what would typically be covered by insurance, such as contact lens solution or home improvement expenses like constructing entrance or exit ramps for your home.
Okay, so moving on. If your child's a recent college graduate that is still on your health insurance plan, because remember, they can stay until they're 26, but aren't claimed as dependents on your tax return, they can fund their own HSA based on your coverage. So for example, if I had a 23-year-old son that was employed but covered by my high deductible plan with an HSA, if he's not claimed on my tax return as a dependent, he can put $7,750 into his own HSA, even if I've funded my own. And it doesn't even have to be funded with his own earnings. Someone else, such as a parent like me, could give him the money for it.
Two other things to keep in mind are, as long as the account is set up by year end, you have until the following April 15th, or whenever you file your tax return if it's earlier, to make contributions to your account. And these accounts are portable. So like an IRA, they're owned by you and not by employers or insurers. If you leave your job, your HSA funds are still yours. And if the fees with one sponsor are too high, you have the choice to move it to another.
All right, the last thing we'll touch on is how HSA accounts can be used in retirement. Once you're on Medicare, you're no longer eligible to contribute to an HSA, but you can take payouts from an existing one. HSA reimbursements can be claimed for Medicare Part B and D premiums, as well as Medicare Advantage premiums. They cannot be used for Medigap supplemental coverages, however.
And I'll also point out that you can use HSA funds to pay COBRA premiums, which is health coverage that you get through a prior employer when you leave a job.
Good point, Maggie. Lastly, you can use HSAs as a supplemental retirement account. Once you hit 65, you can take withdrawals for non-medical expenses and pay income tax on them, similar to what you would do with a traditional IRA payout.
All right, so how's that for information overload? So like Zach mentioned before, the ins and outs of HSAs can be confusing, but they offer huge tax advantages, especially if you can start funding an account early in life. It's something that we always like to encourage our clients to take advantage of. So if we can provide any more information to you on HSAs or give any guidance related to your specific situation, feel free to reach out to me at maggie@curemar.com or Zach at curemar.com, and we'll be happy to discuss with you. We hope you enjoyed this quick take on HSAs, and we'll see you next time. Thanks.